Other investigations which can be done is the electrophoresis, which will show the reduced levels of alpha-1 and trypsin. In the chronic cases, normocytic, normochromic anemia and hyperalbuminemia are also frequently found. For the treatment, we need to avoid all of the triggering factors which cause the aggravation of disease, like trauma, surgical debridement, smoking, ingestion of aflatoxin. Alcoholism should be avoided as well. Besides this, anti-inflammatory drugs like doxycycline or minocycline, 200 mg daily for at least 3 months, is effective in mild cases. The tetracycline also has anticholinergic activity, so it will partly re-establish protease, anti-protease hemostasis. Dapsone will help in reduction of the migration of neutrophils. For severe cases of liver and lung involvement, the best option is either to replace the alpha-1 antitrypsin enzymes using human pooled plasma from a normal donors in the dose of IV infusion 60 to 100 milligram per kg per week, depending upon the severity of deficiency, over a period of 3 to 7 weeks. Recurrence is seen after discontinuation therapy, but there's a good response to reinfusion. Other interventions which can be done is plasma exchange and liver transplant.